Yes, I told the Johnsons we'd be gone for 2 weeks. They to keep an eye on the house for us.
What are the two speakers going to do?
Question 6. Hurry up, Linda. I hear that there aren't many tickets left for the football match.
I'm ready now. Let's go. It's the early bird that catches the worm.
Why did the man ask the woman to hurry up?
Question 7. Did you hear that the convenience store next to the gas station was held up last night?
Yes, I heard it on the radio this morning.
What happened to the convenience store?
Question 8. Congratulations! I just heard about your acceptance into law school. Do you think you will join your brother's firm after graduation?
Not likely. He is a tax lawyer, and I'm going to major in criminal law.
What does the woman mean? Question 9. Excuse me, but could you tell me how to get to the Friendship Hotel? I thought it was on this corner, but I seem to have made a mistake.
I'm sorry, but I'm a stranger here myself. Maybe you can try calling them. There is a phone over there, outside the department store.
What does the woman mean? Question 10. How is it going, Mary? You look a little overwhelmed.
Exactly. You know, I've got a million things to do, and all of them have to be finished in the next 30 minutes.
What does the woman mean? Section B. Compound dictation. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage 3 times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from S1 to S7 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from S8 to S10, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard, or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now, listen to the passage.
Certain phrases one commonly hears among Americans capture their devotion to individualism. Do your own thing. I did it my way. You'll have to decide that for yourself. You made your bed, now lie in it. If you don't look out for yourself, no one else will. Look out for number one. Closely associated with the value they place on individualism is the importance Americans assign to privacy. Americans assume that people need some time to themselves, or some time alone, to think about things, through their spent psychological energy. Americans have great difficulty understanding foreigners who always want to be with another person, who dislike being alone. If the parents can sort it, each child will have his or her own bedroom. Having one's own bedroom, even as an infant, fixes in a person the notion that she is entitled to a place of her own, where she can be by herself and keep her possessions. She will have her clothes, her toys, her books, and so on. These things will be hers, and no one else's. Americans assume that people will have their private shops that might never be shared with anyone. Doctors, lawyers, psychiatrists, and others have rules governing confidentiality that are intended to prevent information about their clients' personal situations from becoming known to others. Americans' attitudes about privacy can be hard for foreigners to understand. Americans' houses, yards, and even their offices can seem open and inviting. Yet, in the minds of Americans, there are boundaries that other people are simply not supposed to cross. When those boundaries are crossed, an American's body will visibly stiffen, and his manner will become cruel and aloof.
Now the passage will be read again. Certain phrases one commonly hears among Americans capture their devotion to individualism. Do your own thing. I did it my way. You have to decide that for yourself. You made your bed, now lie in it. If you don't look out for yourself, no one else will. Look out for number one. Closely associated with the value they place on individualism is the importance Americans assign to privacy. Americans assume that people need some time to themselves, or some time alone, to think about things, or recover their spent psychological energy. Americans have great difficulty understanding foreigners who always want to be with another person, who dislike being alone. If the parents can afford it, each child will have his or her own bedroom. Having one's own bedroom, even as an infant, fixes in a person the notion that she is entitled to a place of her own, where she can be by herself and keep her possessions. She will have her clothes, her toys, her books, and so on. These things will be hers and no one else's. Americans assume that people will have their private thoughts that might never be shared with anyone. doctors, lawyers, psychiatrists, and others have rules governing confidentiality that are intended to prevent information about their clients' personal situations from becoming known to others. Americans' attitudes about privacy can be hard for foreigners to understand. Americans' houses, yards, and even their offices can seem open and inviting, yet in the minds of Americans, there are boundaries that other people are simply not supposed to cross. Boundaries are crossed, an American's body will visibly stiffen and his manner will become cool and aloof.
Now the passage will be read for the third time. Certain phrases one commonly hears among Americans capture their devotion to individualism. Do your own thing. I did it my way. You have to decide that for yourself. You need your bed, now lie in it. If you don't look out for yourself, no one else will. Look out for number one. Closely associated with the value they place on individualism is the importance Americans assign to privacy. Americans assume that people need some time to themselves, or some time alone, to think about things, or recover their spent psychological energy. Americans have great difficulty understanding foreigners who always want to be with another person, who dislike being alone. If the parents can afford it, each child will have his or her own bedroom. Having one's own bedroom, even as an infant, fixes in a person the notion that she is entitled to a place of her own, where she can be by herself and keep her possessions. She will have her clothes, her toys, her books, and so on. These things will be hers and no one else's. Americans assume that people will have their private thoughts that might never be shared with anyone. Doctors, lawyers, psychiatrists, and others have rules governing confidentiality that are intended to prevent information about their clients' personal situations from becoming known to others. Americans' attitudes about privacy can be hard for foreigners to understand. Americans' houses, yards, and even their offices can seem open and inviting. Yet, in the minds of Americans, there are boundaries that other people are simply not supposed to cross. When those boundaries are crossed, an American's body will visibly stiffen, and his manner will become cruel and aloof.
This is the end of listening comprehension.